Thank you for calling any customer service. My name is Steve. Can you provide me with the zip code so I can pull up your account, please?
01607.
01607.
Correct.
Excuse me. Just a moment, please. First and last name, please.
Kathy Glant.
Spell that for me.
G as in golf, A-L-L-A-N-T.
You're spelling Kathy with a C or a K?
C-A-T-H-I.
Would it be listed under another name, foster family member?
No.
Do you have a current order, or are you calling to place an order?
I'm calling because I think somebody charged me on my account, pawned me out of my credit card number.
Somebody conned you out of your credit card number?
Correct. About an hour ago.
Okay, and how did you get this number, ma'am?
Well, somebody left a message on my messenger, and when I went on, it said it was FedEx, and that I had to pay a dollar because something was messed up. It had the FedEx sign. So now when I put my account number in, it said, oops, we can't do that, but somebody got my credit card number, and then it told me that I was winning a Apple iPad. But they conned me last week for earbuds. So what I did was I looked under the terms and conditions, and this is where I got your number, because I had to call you last week because somebody schemed me out of $79 for AirPods because I didn't read the fine print. So today I read the fine print and I got your number. So somebody, I want to make sure no one's charging me for something I didn't order.
Okay.
Because if you don't read the fine print, they give you only 24 hours to cancel, or they're going to charge me $80, which I can't get a refund for because I had to call China.
Okay. I have 5 accounts with the same last name, but none of the first names are Kathy. So would it be under a spouse?
No.
A spouse's name?
No. Is it the same address?
I don't have your address, ma'am. What city and state are you in?
Worcester, Mass.
I have IPSWICH. Mass.
I don't know what that is.
So I apologize for the inconvenience, but I don't have an account with your name on it.
Well, I paid a dollar to somebody. Last week what they did to me, they said if I, it looked like it was from Amazon, and if I pay the shipping, I get iBuds for free, you know, because I was a good customer. And then all of a sudden, they charged me $79 for the iBuds because I didn't read the fine print. I thought I was dealing with Amazon. I wasn't. I was dealing with you guys. And then now today, I got another one of those calls, And I thought I was dealing with FedEx. You had the symbols and everything. And then when I went in, I gave them my account number, and then all of a sudden it was oops, like I said. And then all
well,
of a sudden
do,
I went.
We don't do orders over the phone. You have to specifically place your order online with all the companies that we handle.
I know. It comes up. Last week it came up as an email or a phone message about me getting my iBud.
So you're receiving emails about surveys?
It starts off as what happened was when they said I could get the earbuds, they gave me a survey, and I answered it. And then all of a sudden, they charged me $80 for the earbuds because I had 24 hours to call and cancel. I was like, I don't even know how you guys did this to me. What do you mean call and cancel? Tonight is why I'm calling you now, because when I thought I was talking to FedEx instead of Amazon, I looked at the fine print, and that's how I got the number that I'm calling you on. Because I want to get a hold of you within 24 hours.
Right.
You don't have any charge. You don't have nothing for my account.
Okay. Give me just a moment. Me with your zip, I mean your address.
It says congratulations today.
Hello, Kathy.
Yeah, I'm telling you my email that I got, my message I got from you guys.
I'm gonna try to get you over so they can try to pull up your account before it's too late.
Right. So
what's your address? What's your address?
24 Stockholm Street.
Spell that for me.
Stockholm.
And what city and state? Spell that city
Worcester.
For me.
Worcester, Mass. M-A.
And that's 01607?
Correct.
Okay. Do you have an email address that would be connected to your account?
cglant@holycross.edu.
And the phone number 508-344-9212 is the best number for you?
508-344-9212.
All right. Bear with me just a moment while I transfer you over, and thank you for calling customer service.